Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have George McGarren on the line, and he's the president over at the McGarren Group. George, welcome to the show.
Adam, I appreciate it. It's good to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at the McGarren Group. And you've been in business a long time, going on 20 years pretty soon. That being said, before we do that, though, I want to get into your backstory a little bit more for the listeners. So tell me a little bit more about how you got started in business and your career.
So I grew up in New Jersey, about in a town about 6 miles away from New York City. So super close. When I was a kid, memories of playing pickup basketball in Midtown. And from there, I just, but I always sort of had that entrepreneurial chip. And I just, even at a young age, I was sort of drawn to that. From there, I was able to, got out of school and I sort of, went to Europe a little bit. I was in Barcelona. I used to live in South America. I traveled quite a lot, probably to about 50 countries. And when I sort of got back, I decided to sit down and land a job. And then just sort of from there, I worked for a big four consulting firm. Things went well. And then I slowly got recruited to a smaller company, and I found myself jobless, right, after about 3 months of moving from New York to Miami. And from there, I by chance, I think I sort of found my dream career by walking into a recruiting agency. And next thing you know, I've been doing that for close to 20 years now. So that's kind of the backstory. And it's been a good run. I had the disadvantage that when I started, I was extremely young, and folks would tell me I was too young to do business with them. But now it's been a young, experienced, seasoned professional now. So it's been a good run.
Man, I love your story. And one of the things is, of course, obviously now your niche of recruiting, I mean, it's a very hot topic, and we're going to get more into this when we get into the McGarren Group, but obviously the need and labor and more specialized talent, I mean, it's only getting more and more complex, which I find interesting, which we'll get into in a moment, of course. But that being said, your overall theme and background of going on and being an entrepreneur, younger audience listening, they're just getting started and maybe getting their feet wet. What kind of advice would you give to that new entrepreneur that's just like that maybe George that was just getting started a while back?
So this is and I don't think the parents are going to sort of like this answer, but the one thing I didn't do was I didn't listen to my parents, because my parents over and over, and my parents are obviously, I think every parent is sort of very protective of seeing their child hurt. And today, at least in 2019, going into 2020, you sort of see being an entrepreneur is this very sort of sexy thing, and it's not really like that the first couple of years. And so you have to kind of pay your dues. But I think the first piece of advice is, if you really think that you have an idea and you really believe in yourself, figure it out, but do it. And I think the second piece of advice is, it comes down to who wins first, right? Is it time or is it you? And I think if you sort of just stick with it, eventually the waves sort of change in the ocean. And, that's kind of the best advice is just to sort of stay with it. And every day that you're sort of failing, you're one day closer to not. And trust me when I tell you this, the slower days, you forget very quickly when you start to, hit a couple home runs. So that's kind of the biggest advice that I've got for somebody. Just don't let others influence kind of, your thoughts or your emotions in terms of if you have an idea. And it's okay to fail. And I think, Adam, you can appreciate this, but, most entrepreneurs fail once or twice. But the idea is to sort of get up and continue on. But that's kind of, you really have to just go after it. And there is no shortcut, right? There's no shortcut to the game.
I love it. All great advice there. And if you only fail twice, then you're lucky, because you're gonna have way more than that, in my opinion. If you're depending on what your goals are and where you're aiming. So great stuff there, George. Let's switch it up a bit. I want to get more into what you're doing over at the McGeering Group. I know you hinted at it, but let's go further. So tell me a little bit more about the business, please.
So we have two main businesses that we run. The first core business is I run the 30-person executive search firm. So the main idea, the concept, or sort of the typical person we work with is either a CEO, CFO, a CMO, sort of you would call them sort of the C-suite executive. They, in general, I would say they probably make between $300,000 a year and $4 million, right? So it's kind of an interesting crowd to deal with. We've got clients that are all over North America, Canada. We've done a lot of work in Mexico for lots of different industries. So that's we do very sort of specific searches for companies that are having a hard time finding executive talent. And we compete with, sort of the Spencer Stewart's, Heidrick & Struggles, Korn Ferry's of the world. And we've been able to compete actually because of our influence model that I think we have we're very good at sort of creating influence, which eventually sort of will run, gets the searches as well. So that's kind of what we're up to. The second business is that same core sort of candidate and clientele. We also help them work on their executive branding, which is obviously a hot topic now, but we've been doing this for about 10 years now. And, we help sort of somebody who makes, let's say, $500,000 a year, who's busy running a business, to quantify their story on LinkedIn and with a resume and biography and board resumes. And, a lot of folks that we work with have public speaking engagements. They're trying to build teams. So a lot of the social presence, we help them with that storyline. And that's sort of the business line and the business model and kind of what we're up to.
So George, and this is a pretty broad question, but I think you just have a unique vantage point, especially how you're helping professionals. What kind of are there any trends happening right now, and from your neck of the woods that you care to comment on?
So trends in terms of, you're talking about sort of the career standpoint, or in terms of sort of the job market, or
In terms of careers, jobs. I mean, to be clear, so you're placing some pretty high level talent, and I do know that talent is at a shortage. So, what kind of trends, if any, are you noticing in the recruiting industry in general?
So, I would say one major trend is, and this is a lot of the executives now, I think they're now taking sort of notice of what it is to have some sort of social presence, right? So. If you had spoken to maybe a CEO of a major company here in the States 8 years ago, they would argue that they didn't need to have sort of a solid LinkedIn profile. And I would say now they understand the importance of it, not only to hire better people to be looked at for other opportunities, but also just in sort of the internal political landscape. And so I think social media is a big thing is changing. The second thing I would say that is also that I've noticed is that a lot of the ability to find somebody in a different country, a different state, or even sort of a different continent has changed the game a lot. Because right now, if we would do a search in New York City, we'd primarily look for candidates that were on the East Coast. And now I'm able to go to sort of, California where you live and find a candidate who lives in, let's say, Laguna Hills and pitch and speak to that candidate about an opportunity in New York City. So I think that's been the other second piece in terms of there's more access to better talent, but there's also there's also access to more opportunities for the candidates out there. So I think those are the two major things. It's kind of interesting the importance that social media and, for example, LinkedIn has taken on in the last couple of years. It was proven when I think Microsoft had paid something, and you might have to correct me with this, but I think Microsoft had paid $26 billion for LinkedIn, right? So that was kind of the first shift that we started to see.
Yeah, I tell people this all the time, and I think you hit the nail on the head with this one. And I'm like, and my, I mean, for myself, I, my example, I'm like, you know, I went on a speaking tour in China, completely cold. How? Because somebody found me on LinkedIn. I'm like, what? And like in the past,
exactly.
it's not enough just to have your body of work. If nobody knows it, or if they can't find it quickly, then you, who's going to win? The person that has the same, or if not equivalent, or maybe a little, even not even quite as good as your body of work. It could be even a little bit less than what you've accomplished. But if nobody knows, or they have to work too hard to find it, the person that they can find easier, it's just the way it happens. Like, I'm not going to argue that there couldn't have been a better person in the world, in the entire world, that could have had a better, that could have went on that speaking tour in China, right? I'm not claiming that. There's no ego in this for me. I'm just being straightforward. But I was the person that they found. I matched what their criteria was. And because of that, you know, I earned business from it. And it blows my mind when people think that they don't need that. Or, I mean, we're that was maybe 10 years ago. You didn't need it. Now, yeah, you need it. Cause that CEO that wants that, you know, $2 million, $3 million a year job. If the people that are potentially placing that can't find what they need to find on you, and if it's too hard, then it's, you may not be the right one, even though you are the right one, by the way, even though you are the right one, possibly. it's not as simple.
And that's correct. And just to add one more point to what, and your point is so valid. And you bring up one thing that's really, really important, I think, even for somebody who's either an entrepreneur looking for new clients, looking for new leads, or somebody who's well-established, I think you have to bring yourself out of obscurity because unfortunately, obscurity doesn't pay, right? So if you really want to get your message out to a lot of people and affect a lot of people positively, you really need to get yourself out of obscurity. And I think a tool like LinkedIn, for example, lets you do that. And it's kind of interesting because I have candidates that we work with that make, let's say, 1.5 million, 2 million a year. And the question that they'll ask me is, George, how do I get seen more? And it's the same problem an entrepreneur has who's starting out, right? So it's about, you know, not that sort of level of obscurity. It's a big problem for a lot of people. And, you can't hide always behind an email as well. You need to be able to pick up the phone and create relationships. But it's LinkedIn is definitely, it's a huge, huge player now for a lot of people. And Adam, I found you on LinkedIn, right? So you and I are talking because of your LinkedIn profile. So, and you know, you're
go,
totally
go
right.
Go team
that.
And LinkedIn, if you're listening to this, you need to send me and George a check. So, hey, George. So that being said, I really appreciate you coming on the show. If somebody's listening to this and they want more information on the McGeering Group, what's the best way for them to get that info?
So we keep it very simple. There's two ways. The best way is to literally text us. Okay. So the number, it's 212-658-0801. So that's the first piece. And then the second option is to send us a quick email. It's george@mcgeringgroup.com. And I'll spell that. So it's george@mcgeringgroup.com. But text is probably the quickest and easiest way to get us, and the response rate actually is a lot quicker via text versus email as well. So that's a no, and I appreciate you having me on today. It's always fun to talk to you as well, Adam.
Absolutely, and thank you again. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. Share this with your friends and family. I mean, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. It really does mean a lot to me. And George, thanks again for coming on the show.